Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 26th of May. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay our respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Bring it on, Tass. How was your week?
Macca, I've had a quiet week, to be quite honest. I've had a cold.
Oh.
Can you hear it in my voice still?
You have.
Yeah, no, I've had a cold. I've had, you know, sniffles and runny nose, and I spent a day in bed, actually.
Oh, on your own?
With my trusty iPad.
Right.
I watched a couple of episodes of Series 2, Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, yep.
Oh, I don't know. They should have left it alone, is my view.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just don't know, do they?
I know. It's. I haven't watched any of it yet. I'm going.
Oh, series one.
It will be a binge watch when I do.
Series two.
Yeah.
Esoteric. But look, you know, from a good news point of view, I am really proud, personally, that our city has elected
an elector. We've had two female lord mayors before.
Lord mayor.
But an elected and anyone who is elected. With 54% of the vote, that is...
Convincing.
That is convincing. And Sally's campaign stood out, I think, for being measured, sensible, engaging, honest, and she gave very freely of her time to a lot of me. She came on the show when we spoke to a number of the candidates. Really looking forward to it. It is a bit of a tradition for this show and for Joy that the Lord Mayor gets a lot of airtime because, after all, it is Joy is in the city of Melbourne, and most of our listeners are either close to the city of Melbourne boundaries or just outside them, and that's because we can't go a lot further than that too, Tass.
Well, unless you actually use digital technology.
That's right. Or you download our podcast, which you must do. You've got to download the podcast, not just SatMag, others as well. It's really important because it gives you an opportunity to listen to the station whenever and wherever you like.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I was in Canberra this week.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Who are you schmoozing with this time,
Well, Macca? No, I had a work thing, but I was elected to the board of the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries.
Congratulations.
And took the opportunity when I was up there to actually have lunch with Dean Smith, Senator Dean Smith, who's been a regular on our show, and that was lovely to see him again. Met him in his office, had a really, really nice lunch with him. It was scheduled to go an hour. We went 2.5 hours.
There you go.
And as you know, Tass, getting 2.5 hours from any politician in a parliament is pretty difficult.
Mm.
It was great to see him. We had a really talked about a lot of industry stuff, but overwhelmingly we talked about our community and some of those issues. And he's a real inspiration. You know, he's such a genuine, engaging, honest guy.
It's such a pleasure.
Well, in saying that...
Sorry, I did rib him because there was a picture taken of him and I under a picture of Her Majesty. Oh. Dean is a big monarchist, and I told him that was a major character flaw. But he let that one go to the keeper. But he's a genuinely nice guy.
317 wants to know how Tim Wilson's going in Canberra, Macca.
I don't know.
You didn't catch up with him at all?
No, I was in the Senate dining room.
There you go. I've got to say, though, we are incredibly... I feel incredibly privileged that our Lord Mayor has actually made time...
I know.
..in her very first week to join us. I hope she turns up with the medals and gowns and
well,
stuff.
Well, you know, we've asked that of previous Lord Mayors, and apparently the
there's a protocol or something.
Yeah. Because it's actually... You know, the chain is quite valuable.
Is it made of gold?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, well, there you go.
Precious metals and the
robe.
The robe. Well, I reckon it looks a bit like a doona, but
I think of it as a dressing gown myself.
I know, but
did
you see that great picture of Sally when she's got it all on
with her hands up
and she's punching the air
it was good.
I thought it was great. I love a bit of democracy.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.